This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The fate of an alleged gang member accused of shooting two teens execution style in 2017 remains a mystery. After deliberating all day, the jury has yet to reach a verdict in the case against Marco Garcia Bravo. Garcia Bravo was the last of 10 people to be prosecuted in the murders of 16-year-old Natalie Partida and 15-year-old Derek Greer. Garcia Bravo is suspected to be one of two shooters that killed the teens execution style off of Old Pueblo Road in I-25 after the teens were kidnapped from a party here in Colorado Springs. Word coming in now of another high-profile Southern Colorado murder trial, and it looks like attorneys could hit yet another snag in the lead-up to the Dante Lucas murder trial. The Pueblo man accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend, Kelsey Schelling. When the judge asked both sides if they were ready for trial, Lucas's attorney said yes, but that they had received new information from the Pueblo PD. Attorneys say that officers interviewed someone claiming they knew another suspect involved in Schelling's murder. It's been quite the first few weeks for freshman Congresswoman Loan Boebert. The ardent supporter of former President Donald Trump has come under fire since she was sworn in on January 3rd. Her refusal to vote to certify the 2020 presidential election results sparked protests and calls for her resignation after the Capitol riots. But now, the representative for Pueblo, all the way over to the Western Slope, fully stands behind her actions. Now, as we head into the Biden's presidency, Boebert says the calls for unity are hypocritical.
Unity is working for the people. Unity is actually doing the job that you were elected to do, not running snap impeachments. We have President Biden who's been talking about unity, but then he says he needs to work with Congress and Congress needs to work with him, but then he signs 15 executive orders on day one. That's not unity.
Now, during that interview, which was exclusive here on KRDO, Boebert also denied claims that she provided reconnaissance tours to protesters ahead of those January 6th riots. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reporting 186 new cases of COVID-19 and two deaths in El Paso County for the past 24-hour reporting period, this marking the fourth day in a row that the numbers have gone up across the county. Those numbers, however, much lower than what we were seeing 3 months ago during that November spike. Pueblo County reporting 27 new cases and three deaths in that same 24-hour reporting period. It's a drop compared to yesterday, but on par with what we've seen throughout the week. Teller County keeping their cases low, reporting three new cases and one death, and Fremont County reclassifying four cases to no longer be linked to COVID-19. Statewide, the positivity rate currently sitting at 4.88%. Pueblo health officials have confirmed that a contract nurse administered an empty syringe to an older Coloradan, mistakenly thinking it was filled with a vaccine. The syringe was new, and after discovering the mistake, the patient was provided a dose of the actual vaccine. Pueblo County Health Director Randy Evett said that the additional safety measures have since been put in place to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that it has bought over 87,000 masks using COVID-19 relief funds last year. Details now with KRDO's Bart Bedsole.
According to published reports, the Sheriff's Office used $80,000 to purchase the masks between April and September. Inmates were not allowed to wear the masks in their housing areas, which led to a lawsuit by the ACLU following a virus outbreak that began in October. More than 800 inmates tested positive for the virus during the outbreak. The Sheriff's Office is currently under a court order to provide two masks to each inmate, as well as provide regular COVID-19 testing and temperature screening. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News.
And the Colorado Springs Fire Department has said that a grass fire happening down the road from Garden of the Gods was started by a cigarette that wasn't disposed of properly. Fire started Wednesday afternoon near 30th and Water Street. Firefighters quickly arrived on scene and were able to contain the flames before darkness. The blaze burned about 5 acres before it was fully contained. No structures were lost and no injuries were reported.
Boy, it has been a beautiful day across southern Colorado. Plenty of sunshine, calm winds, above average temperatures, but pleasant nonetheless. We've been in the 50s for most of I-25 in the Eastern Plains. As we move through the overnight hours tonight, partly clear skies, keeping those winds calm with temperatures in the middle 20s. We'll still wake up with plenty of sunshine on Friday, but those winds will increase through the afternoon hours as our next cold front nears the state of Colorado, which will also increase our cloud cover into the evening hours. This system is mainly going to yield some high elevation mountain snow, keeping the surface dry for southern Colorado through Friday and Saturday. The system finally affecting our area by Sunday with snow chances returning and colder temperatures in the 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.